This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer Patty Patrick faced a real dilemma a few years back. What would you do should you discover a weary Santa taking a nap in your bedroom? Patty had a quick solution, and she's agreed to share it with us.
As the eve rolled into Christmas, I fell asleep in the chair, knowing that Santa would likely not be there. With the television going and the lights all ablaze, I slipped into that otherworldly daze. Along about sunup, I started to stretch and got up and stumbled some water to fetch. I went to my room and eyes popped from my head, for there was Santa sleeping right in my bed. Not finding a chimney, he had crept through the door. I was last on his list, for gifts were no more. His bag was quite empty. He was snoring quite loud, and I stood in the corner and was shaking, quite cowed. I looked out the window and saw reindeer tracks. They were huddled in my garage, having some snacks. So now here I sit, an old maid palpitating, with Santa in my bedroom possibly hibernating. What will the neighbors do, what will they say, if they see Santa exit my house Christmas Day? Poor darling was tired. He's older than me, and I feel as old as a sequoia tree. So I just let him sleep and gave Rudolph some whiskey to share with the boys so they wouldn't be frisky. I guess you are wondering how I brought this to closure. Well, I resorted to indecent exposure. I took off my nightgown. Into the room I did slink. And Santa and his reindeer were gone in a wink.
Patty Patrick relocated to North Alabama after Katrina washed her up our way. She's now firmly planted in Huntsville's Five Points and wishes us all a very Merry Christmas and a hearty good laugh. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on WLRH Huntsville. Listen to us also at WLRH.org.